Brothers and sisters and friends, good morning. The kids are really cute. I don't know if you've ever thought about this, but I always think about this. Why are the kids so cute? And the minute they stand up on the stage, you start laughing.
你想过吗?
Have you ever thought about it?
我为什么会这样想?
Why do I think of this?
因为我的问题是为什么我站上来的时候我就不可爱?
Because my question is, when I stand here, why am I not cute?
我要怎么样能够站上来就觉得大家就觉得我很可爱?
How can I be cute whenever I stand here?
我还没有找到答案。
I haven't found the answer yet.
昨天啊, 感谢主, 我们, 啊, 下午, 大家在公园里面有很好很好的野餐。
We thank Lord that we have a great picnic time last night at the park.
我不但是我们一家都非常期待的在跟教会的弟兄姐妹们一起去做这个野餐.
Not just only my family was excited about the picnic time.
那我昨天在参加这个野餐的时候呢，当时并且包括回去以后，我有两个很深的感触。
And when I was at the picnic site, and also when I went after I went home, I had two points really touched me.
Two very deep feelings.
Yeah.第一个呢，就是大家都很可爱。 First is everyone was very cute.
那今天你们在座的很多人昨天都有去，我讲的就是你们。
And a lot of us attended the picnic yesterday, and I'm talking about you guys.
那我认为你们大家也觉得互相彼此都很可爱，因为大家昨天笑容都很多。
Because I'm pretty sure each of you all think you guys are lovely and cute because you have great smile.
那第二个呢，很深的感触是什么？就是啊，我为这些服侍的弟兄姐妹们真的是很感谢主。The
second point is I was really touched because of the serving brothers and sisters.
我们有一群弟兄姐妹们，他们花了一个半月的时间在这边筹备。We
have a team of brothers and sisters. They spent about a month and a half to prepare for this picnic.
然后呢，我们忙着在讲话，忙着在吃饭。And
I know we were busy talking and eating.
他们在忙着服侍我们,
but they were busy serving us.
可是呢, 他们彼此之间的配合都是很和谐的, 而且很喜乐的。
And they worked together in a harmony.
我心里面就, 很感谢主。
And I was really thankful to our Lord.
我们也看见昨天有很多朋友们在我们当中。
We also saw many friends among us yesterday.
看见弟兄姐妹们彼此之间的联系，然后呢，对这些新来朋友们的关心和这个热忱，真的心里面就是很喜乐。
We also saw the communications among our brothers and the welcoming to our new friends, and it was really comforting to us.
那我就在神面前说，神啊，真的是看见你在我们当中，感谢主。
And I was praying God that really thank God for being with us.
今天我们教会算是有一桩喜事。
Today our church has a very happy thing is about to happen.
Yeah, you might say it's a celebration. 是什么喜事呢?
What kind of celebration it is?
就是我们要替两位弟兄姐妹安立成为执事。
It is that we will ordain one brother and one sister today to be deacon and deaconess.
很多人听到这一句的时候就说，听起来好像不错，可是。 什么叫做案例执事?
A lot of people might say, yeah, it sounds pretty good, but what is this ordained deacons and deaconess?
甚至案例是怎么一回事?
What is ordaining?
对，或者甚至什么叫做执事?
Or what is a deacon?
这件事情对我们每个人来说都是很重要的。
This is very important to each of us.
因为执事是在神的教会里面是一个正式的职分。
Because deacon or deaconess is a
It's an office
in God's church.
在神对教会的心意当中，神在他的教会里面，他有设立，算是在今天教会里面两种正式的职分。
God has already set two official
official serving positions in the church.
Exist.
那神的心意对他的教会是如此，所以我们要对神的心意有了解。
So this is God's will, and of course we need to learn about God's will.
当一个教会是走在神的心意当中的时候，我们就可以确定这个教会是能够蒙神祝福的。
When a church is following God's will, we know that we are assured that this church is blessed by our God.
今天当我们跟教会有接触之后，
Today, once we have some basic understanding of church,
有些弟兄姐妹或朋友们曾经进进出出各种不同的教会。
Some friends might going and leaving a church several times.
然后呢，你们就会发现说，好像哪里的这个教会，或我以前去过的教会，或者说今天我们在这边我们的教会，好像整个架构和形式，好像都有许多不同的方式。
You may think the setting of each church have some difference. Maybe a little bit different.
Yeah, 在他们的组织上面好像有不同。
The organization might be different.
在一些名称上面好像有不同。
Even some of the
titles
are different.
可是今天弟兄姐妹们，我们要回到神的话里面。
But today, brothers and sisters, we should come back to Lord.
我们要看神的话对于他教会里面的预备是什么。
We need to understand what God has prepared for.
因为今天我们作为神的教会，我们要注重的是顺着神的心意去服事，而不是照着人的心意去做组织。
We need to serve according to His will, not our human's will.
我们之前曾经讲过，在教会里面，长老这个称呼和长老这个服事是怎么样的情形。
We talked about the title of elder and the service about elder in the past.
今天呢，我们就要来看执事这个职份和他的服事和神的话是怎么样子来说。
Now today we will study about the deacon and the deacon's service.
我们先来看腓立比书第一章第一节。
Let's look at Philippians chapter 1:1.
保罗在写信给腓立比的信徒的时候，他这样子说。
When Paul is writing to the believers, he said this.
基督耶稣的仆人。保罗和提摩太写信给凡住在腓立比，在基督耶稣里的众圣徒和诸位监督、诸位执事。
Paul and Timothy, servants of Christ Jesus, to all the saints in Christ Jesus who are at Philippi, with the overseers and deacons.
我们之前知道监督。跟长老跟牧人是同样的一个职分。
From the past, we know that overseas pastors and elders, they have the same responsibility.
而在腓立比书一章一节里面，我们就可以看见，在神的教会里面是圣徒聚集的地方。
That we can see from Philippians 1:1 that in God's church it's a gathering place for His believers.
我们认识主耶稣基督，罪得赦免，蒙恩得救，属神的人就是圣徒。
That we know Jesus and we receive the salvation from our Lord Christ and we are the believers.
但是在圣徒当中，神兴起两种人来做特别的服事。
But among the believers, God has prepared two kinds of people to serve.
一种是监督或长老，然后一种就是执事。
The first is the overseers and elders, and the other is the deacon.
在圣经里面，做执事的这个职分的描写是在哪里呢？
In the Bible, where does it describe about deacons?
是在提摩太前书第三章。
It's in Timothy, 1 Timothy chapter 3.
这里讲到的是执事的资格。
This is talking about the qualification of a deacon.
什么样的人能够做执事？
What kind of people can be a deacon?
执事该做什么样的事？
What kind of jobs or what kind of works does a deacon do?
那我们一起来读这段经文好吗？
Let's read this verse.
提摩太前书第三章第八到第十三节。
First Timothy chapter 3, 8 to 13.
做执事的也是如此，必须端庄，不一口两舌，不好喝酒，不贪不义之财，要存清洁的良心，固守真道的奥秘。这等人也要先受试验，若没有可责之处，然后叫他们做执事。女执事也是如此，必须端庄，不说谗言，有节制，凡事忠心。只是只要做一个妇人的丈夫，好好管理儿女和自己的家，因为善做执事的自己就得到美好的地步，并且在基督耶稣里的真道上大有胆量。 Let's read in English as well.
Okay, let's read English together as well.
Deacons likewise must be dignified, not double-tongued, not addicted to much wine,not greedy for dishonest gain. They must hold the mystery of the faith with a clear conscience, and let them also be tested first, then let them serve as deacons if they prove themselves blameless. Their wives likewise must be dignified, not slanderers, but so-minded, faithful in all things. Let deacons each be the husband of one wife, managing their children and their own household well,For those who serve well as deacons gain a good standing for themselves and also great confidence in the faith that is in Christ Jesus. 让我们一起祷告，一起做祷告。父神，我们感谢你。
Father God, we thank you.
因为你爱我们。
Because you love us.
你将我们生命当中所有的一切，你都供应了我们。
You provide everything that we need.
因着主耶稣基督的宝血，今天我们能够来到你的面前，成为你的儿女。
Because of the precious blood of Jesus Christ, that we can come before you today.
今天你将你的话语，主你向我们显明，让我们能够明白你的心意。
Today, by your words that you have revealed to us, that we can understand your will.
求主今天借着你自己的话语，也借着圣灵向我们说话。
We pray that you will use your words and the spirit that we to speak to us.
让我们每一个人都能够在明白你心意之后，主能够警醒地跟着你的而行。
That each of us can understand your will and we will follow you.
祷告奉主耶稣基督的名。
We pray in Jesus' name.
Amen.执事这个词在新约的原文里面是 diakonos.
Deacon, this word in New Testament, the original word is diakonos.
英文称之为 deacon, 它的字根就是这个希腊文的 diakonos.
The root word of deacon is from the Greek word of diakonos.
而 diakonos 这个字，事实上它最原始、最普遍的一个解释就是仆人。
The original or the common explanation of diakonos, which means servant.
在圣经里面，我们就可以看到 diakonos 这个字有三种不同的用法。
In the Bible that we can see, the words of diakono has been used in three different ways.
第一是一个在教会里面一个正式的职分。
The first is a official title or official servant capacity in church.
我们刚刚在腓立比书一章一节里面就看到描写教会里面的执事。
That we can see from Philippians how to describe the deacons in church.
同样的，我们刚刚在提摩太前书第三章里面所讲到的这个 diakonos 讲到的是教会里面的一个职分。
We can also see from Timothy that we just read that diakono is a serving capacity in the church.
可是在我们有第二种看见用 diagonals 的方式呢, 就是一个仆人或者是一个服侍的人。
But we also have seen that the use of diaconal as a servant or a somebody to serve.
我们来看使徒行传第六章。
Let's look at Acts chapter 6.
第二节。
Verse 2.
使徒行传第六章第二节。 十二个使徒叫众门徒来对他们说, 我们撇下神的道去管理饭食原是不合宜的。
Acts chapter 6 verse 2. And the 12 summoned the full number of the disciples and said, It is not right that we should give up preaching the word of God to serve tables.
然后第三节呢,他说,所以弟兄们,当从你们中间选出七个有好名声被圣灵充满, 智慧充足的人, 我们就能够派他们去管理这事。 但是呢,我们要专心以祈祷传道为事。
Therefore, brothers, pick out from among you seven men of good repute, full of spirit and of wisdom, whom we will appoint to this duty, but we will devote ourselves to prayer and to the ministry of the word.
当时在耶路撒冷的教会里面,人非常非常的多。
There were a lot of people in the Church of Jerusalem.
那在犹太人当中呢,有说希伯来话的,也有说希腊话的。
Among the Jews, some people were speaking Hebrew, some people were speaking Greek.
因为他们文化的不同,虽然是同一种人,可是呢,他们觉得彼此之间有嫌隙,好像呢,讲这个希腊话的人,觉得这个讲希伯来话的人不在饭食上面给他们供应。
Because of the cultural diversity, they felt some gaps among them, and they felt the servants, the table servants.
No, the Greek speaking Jews think that the Hebrew speaking Jews are neglecting them and not giving them the appropriate food that they should be receiving when they get together. 所以这十二个使徒对他们的回答，事实上在原文里面。 第二节他说,我们要撇下神的道去管理饭食,那个字就是 diagonals 的字,他就说,我们撇下神的道去服侍饭食,去给人吃饭是不合适的。
That's why the 12 disciples said in verse 2 that it is not right that we should give up preaching the word of God to serve tables.
而第三节,第四节里面讲到说,我们要派他们管理这事,就是我们要派他们去
And verse 3 and verse 4 mentioned that they will choose some brothers to be in charge of this thing. That means that they will send brothers and sisters to serve on this ministry.
但是呢,他说我们要专心以传道为事,原文里面的意思就是我们的服侍,我们的服务是要讲神的话,同样的一个字。
But they also mentioned that we should be focusing on preaching. Also, the preaching is also a serve.
我们都记得主耶稣基督刚出来传道的时候,他曾经在加拿参加过一个婚宴。
We remember when Jesus just came out for his ministry and he attended a wedding in Canaan.
一个大家都很喜欢的一个神迹的故事是什么？就是主耶稣基督将水变成酒。The
Jesus Christ turned the water to wine. That's a known story that we all like very much.
你们记得当时在婚宴的时候呢，那个酒没了。We
remember during that wedding, the wine was short.
所以呢，主耶稣基督的母亲就跟当时的佣人就说。 你要听这个耶稣跟你讲，他交代你做什么，你就去做什么。
That's why Jesus' mother told the servants of the wedding and to do whatever Jesus told them to do.
而在那里面所讲到的这个佣人或仆人，就是 diaconos.
The servants that they mentioned there is also diaconos.
这个是一个在下面是服侍人的，是仆人的身份，是一个伺候人的一个身份。
That's the identity of serving people and a identity of servants.
也就是我们今天讲的服务生啊。
And also what we talk today is the servants, the waitress or waiters.
或者是一个大家庭里面的仆人或佣人。
Or a maid or a slave for a big family.
所以这个是 diakonos 第二种的用，这个普遍的用法。
So that's the common use of the diakonos.
但是在新约圣经里面同样有第三种diakonos 的用法。
But also in the New Testament, there's a third use of the diakonos.
在提摩太前书第四章第六节那边，我们看见保罗形容提摩太，称他为主的 diakonos， 主的仆人。
And also in First Timothy chapter 4, that Paul has described his Lord as the servant to God.
这是讲到一个属灵上面的一个服侍。
This is talking about the spiritual servant.
他说提摩太啊，你要在神的真道上面你要忠心。
And he said, Timothy, you have to be faithful to serve Lord.
你要把神的话教导给信徒。
You will have to teach God's word to the believers.
你要带领他们，你要纠正他们。
You have to lead them and correct them.
然后你要去保护、照料、牧养这个神的儿女。
You will protect and care for the servants of the shepherd of sheep.
这个是你在主耶稣基督里面做主的仆人的一个样式。
This is a service that you set up in Jesus Christ.
在哥林多前书三章第五节的时候，保罗讲到自己和亚波罗。
In Corinthians, Paul has also talked about himself and with Apollos.
他说我们两个人服侍的重点不一样。
He said, the focus of our service is different.
一个注重的是在没有听过福音的人的当中传福音，一个是在已经听过福音的人当中建造教会。
One is to focus on focus on preaching to the unbelievers. The other one is to focus on to establish among the believers.
可是我们的工作都是一个以仆人的身份去做的服事。
But our work is all as a servant of our Jesus Christ.
他说我们都是 the diakonos of Christ. 我们都是主的仆人。
So that's why he said we are all servants of our God Lord.
所以在圣经里面，尤其在新约圣经里面，我们看见 diakonos 这个字是形容一个仆人。
So that's what we see from either, especially from the New Testament, the diakonos is to describe a servant.
是讲到一个做事，但是是以做事来服侍人的一个形容。
It's to describe to do something to serve other people.
我们在看不论是英文圣经或中文圣经的时候，我们常常看到仆人这两个字。
Whether we read English or Chinese Bible, when we see the word of servant,
你知道在希腊原文里面通常是两种字。
In the Greek words, there are actually two words.
一个是 doulos, 一个就是 diakonos.
One is doulos, the other one is diakonos.
Doulos 讲到的是奴隶。
Doulos means slave.
讲到的是一个人是属于他的主人。
Which means this slave belongs to his or her master.
主人是完完全全对我的生活形式还有我的做事的内容是有完全有主权的。
And the master is in charge of this slave.
当我们讲到我们是主的仆人，我们是 doulos 的时候，讲到是我们跟主之间的关系。
When we talk about we are servants of our God, our God Christ, and we're talking about the relationship between the servants and Jesus Christ.
主耶稣基督将我们买赎了，是他拯救我们的生命，因此我是完完全全的属于他，是拜服在他面前的。
Jesus Christ redeemed us, and he has saved and bought us, so we belong to him completely.
作为主的一个奴仆，不是像我们今天想到的奴隶。
As a servant of Lord, as a slave of the Lord, it's different from the slave that we always think.
不是因为环境的关系，我是被动的、被逼的，非得要去服侍我的主人不可，然后一生没有自由。
We were not forced to be slave of our Lord, and we didn't lose our freedom.
作为一个主的奴仆，是因为我知道主耶稣基督对我的爱。
As a slave of Lord, because it is because we know the love of Him.
因为我知道他用爱，用他的性命将我赎回了。
Because we know that He redeemed us with His love and His life.
所以我是甘心乐意的、自愿的选择属于他。
I'm willingly choose to belong to Him.
这个是讲到我们跟主耶稣之间的关系。
This is talking about the relationship between us and Jesus Christ.
这个是叫做做主的奴仆 ,doulos of Christ.
This is called the doulos of Christ.
可是在刚刚讲到圣经里面也讲到有另外一种的仆人用的字是 diakonos。
We know that the Bible also talks about the other servant, which means diakonos.
这个就不是讲到奴隶的这种服侍。
This is not about the service of a slave.
这个是讲到我有一个责任，我有事情要做，但是我的服侍的对象是人。
This is talking about my responsibilities and the things I need to do and I'm serving to other people.
而在神的教会里面所有的这个执事或者是 diakonos 就是这样子的服事。
So the deacons in God's church or diakonos is doing this type of service.
所以当一个执事在教会里面服事的时候，他不是成为我们的奴隶。
So when a deacon is serving at church, he's not our slave.
他不是我们使唤的对象。
He's not someone that whatever you want him to do, he'll do it.
他是一个因为服侍主而借着他所做的事服侍人的一个人。
He's somebody that he serves the Lord, and but he's serving others.He's serving other people in order to serve the Lord.
事实上，在新约圣经里面，一直要到了腓立比书，然后提摩太前书，我们才渐渐看见，在教会里面有执事这个职分。
So actually, not until the book of Philippians and Timothy, we have seen the title of deacon.
也就是说，当教会在成长的过程当中，圣灵感动这些使徒。
That's also is because of the church is growing and the Spirit has touched the disciples.
所以这个使徒就开始在教会里面建立这样的一个制度，就是执事的服事。
So that's why the disciples established the service of deacons.
因为在之前所有的所谓的 deacon 或 diakonos 就是在教会里面服侍的一个用仆人的心服侍的人。
Because before that, all the diakonos or the servants, they are serving at the church with the heart of a slave.
弟兄姐妹，你知道吗？
Do you know, brothers and sisters?
当我们在教会里面成为教会的一份子的时候，
When we are a member of a church,
当我们被主耶稣基督拯救的时候，
When we are saved by Jesus Christ,
我们在主面前不但是有了他儿女的身份，
And before God, we have the identity of being his chosen.
我们也能够有这个荣幸在主的面前做他的仆人，受他差遣。
But we have also, we also have the honor to be his servants.
也就是说，从一个角度来看，圣经上面给信徒们的教导就是我们都要去做主的仆人。
So from one aspect, from the teaching of the Bible, that we all should be the servants of our God.
我们因为是主的仆人，那主给我们的托付就是我们要服侍他教会里面的这个属于主的教会里面的肢体。
Because we are servants of our God, that's why the Lord told us to serve the body of church.
如果今天我们是读希腊文的圣经,
if we we're reading the Greek Bible,
主叫我们去爱他, 然后做大家都做他的diagonals.
And God tells us to love him and to be the diagnose.
那为什么今天在教会里面特别设立这样子的一个职分, 叫做deacons, 好像一个正式的一个职位呢?
Then why today we have to set up this title of a deacon in the church?
既然大家都是服侍神的, 大家都是神的仆人, 为什么在教会里面有分别出来这样子一群人叫做执事?
We all serve our God. We are all servants of God. Why do we have to set up this title of deacon?
你知道在神的教会里面做执事是什么样的一个服侍?
Do you know what kind of service do a deacon, does a deacon do?
我过去曾经, 鼓励我们的执事们,
In the past, I have encouraged our deacons.
我说很多时候我们觉得做执事就是在教会里面要担责任做事。
A lot of time when we're deacons in the church, we think we will take the responsibilities to do things at church.
这是不错的。
It's nothing's wrong with it.
可是做执事并不是做事。
Being a deacon is not just doing things.
做一个执事是在做一个神的仆人的这件事情上面做人的榜样。
Being a deacon is under being a deacon is when you are a servant of God, you set up example among the brothers and sisters.
你在做 diaconal 做神的仆人的这件事情上面，你要为信徒们做榜样。
You need to set up an example among the believers to being a servant of God.
要怎么样做一个谦卑但是热心。 爱人的服侍人的样子, 这个是我们的榜样。
This is our example, how to be a how to be being a loving and a patient and a caring
servant. 我们要在做仆人服侍人这件事情上面做人的榜样。
We have to be an example for other believers on serving of God.
这个对很多人来说是一个新的观念。
This is a new concept to a lot of us.
因为我们多半对一个教会或甚至一个组织的观念就是在上面有管理的人。
Because a lot of us always think that as a for an organization or a church, there are always managers. Well, managers on the top.
在公司里面，你有一个总裁， 然后下面有个经理， 然后在下面有个主管。
Just like a company, there's CEOs and the managers.
那所以呢， 在教会里面， 大概就有牧师， 或者还有一个董事会， 然后下面有个执事， 这些是管理阶级。
So the church is the same, and there's a board, and there's a pastors, and there's deacon.
And they're the management of the church.
Yeah.
可是不是的。
But it's not like this.
因为当你做执事的时候, 你是在做仆人啊。
Because when you're a deacon, you are actually a servant.
当你做执事的时候, 你是那个伺候人的人啊。
When you're a deacon, you are someone to serve others.
当你在做执事的时候, 你是说, 我是服侍主耶稣基督, 因此我以我所做的事情来服侍人的人。
When you're a deacon, because you're a servant of God, you are serving others.
保罗是一个使徒。
Paul is an apostle.
我们知道在所有的这个, 神所用的仆, 这个工人当中, 使徒是占首位的。
We know among all the people that God uses, apostle is on the top.
他们是神使用写下圣经的人。
God used them to write the book, write Bible.
他们是在属灵的事情上面有权柄的人。
They have power on the spiritual things.
可是保罗怎么样描述他自己呢?
But how did Paul describe himself?
我们看哥林多前书第四章。
Let's read 1 Corinthians chapter 4.
哥林多前书第四章第一节。
chapter 4, verse 1.
你看。保罗说人应当以我们为基督的执事 Diakonos 为神奥秘的事的管家
Chapter 4 verse 1 This is how one should regard us as servants of Christ and the stewards of the mysteries of God
In English
Moreover it is required of stewards that they be found trustworthy
And in verse 1, when he says, as servants of Christ, he's saying, we should be regarded as diakonos of Christ. 然后我们看到第九节保罗怎么说他说我想啊神是把我们使徒明明的列在幕后好像定死罪的囚犯因为我们成了一台戏是给世人和天使观看的。
And let's read verse 9. For I think that God has exhibited us, apostles, as last of all, like men sentenced to death, because we have become a spectacle to the world, to angels and to men.
你看，保罗在这边说我是使徒，虽然我是使徒，可是我感觉神是把我们放在最后的。
And so Paul said here, although we are apostles, we are at last of all.
在人的眼中，你如果被神拣选为使徒，你在众教会上面是做带头的，那就是身份多么的光荣啊！
In humans' eyes, if you are apostles, this is an honor position.
可是保罗从神的角度来看，他说：“我知道做使徒的是一个最幕后的人。”
But Paul says, in God's eyes, the apostles is the last of all.
而且我的服事是在众人面前给世界看的，给天使看的。
And also he said, my service, our service,
is
exhibited to everybody and to even the angels.And to men.
He's saying that our service, the way we serve, is like a display for everybody to see. 所以我就鼓励我们的执事。
That's why I encourage our deacons.
我说你知道我们做长老、做执事的在教会里面服事，我们在做什么样的服事吗？
Do you know what kind of service we do as a as pastors and deacons?
的确，我们要做事。
For sure that we do things.
的确，我们要负责任。
Yeah, for sure, we do take responsibility.
可是我们最重要的服事是给人看的服事。
But the most important thing is that we serve to display to others.
也就是说，我们要将我们的生命，我们在主耶稣基督里面将我们改变的生命，能够让别人看见。
We need to display that the life we have changed in Jesus Christ.
我们所要给别人看的不是。我们今天灵命已经成熟了，给人家看，尊敬我们。
We're not showing others that we have a mature spiritual life and they need to respect us.
我们今天不是说我在这个社会上面达到了什么样子的地位，所以今天我配在教会里面做一个管理阶层的人。
We're not saying that because I reached this status on this society and I can be managed, I can managing others.
我的目的。不是为了要让人来尊敬我。
My purpose is not to gain respect from human beings.
但是我知道我已经谦卑地预备好了我的心，因为我会被人看。
But I know that I have prepared my heart, because I need to show others.
你们了解吗？
Do you guys understand?
我不是为了要让人看，然后让人来敬奉我。
I'm not doing this to display or to for others to see or to
respect. 可是我知道我在我的服事上面我愿意让人看神怎么样改变我的生命。
But I know on my service I want to display and I want to others to see that how God has changed my life.
我是主的仆人。
I am a servant of, of God.
我是 deacon, 我就是一个 diakonos, 我就是一个仆人。
I am a deacon, I am a diaconos, and I am a servant.
这个是我们在别人面前所有的见证。
This is a testimony and for others.
所以在提摩太前书，因为提摩太前书是保罗在书信里面当中最后所写的几封信之一。
So the Timothy is one of the last letters that Paul has written.
所以我们知道，当保罗说在教会里面要设立执事的时候，这是给往后的教会的一个形态或组织上面所给的一个模式。
When Paul said to set up a deacons in the church, Paul is trying to give the later church a model for the organization of the church.
So 我们现在回到提摩太前书第三章第八节。
Let's go back to Timothy, First Timothy, chapter 3 and verse 8.
教会里面要有执事，可是执事的资格是什么？
There should be deacons in the church, but what's the qualification for deacons?
你知道我们在读这段经文的时候，我们发现执事的资格。不是身份地位和背景。
The qualification of a deacon is not the your identity, your background, or your accomplishment.
而是你的品格，是你的人格，是在你在神面前属灵的成长。
But it's rather your character and your growth, your spiritual growth.
这是一个重点。
This is the focus.
当神说执事要有资格的时候，他所讲到的不是我们从人的观点看的这些资格，乃是从神的角度所看的资格。
When God says there's a qualification for deacons, it's not from the human standards.
也就是说，神所看的不是人以外的事，神所注重的是你这个人。
What God focused is you as a person.
他说做执事的要如此，要端庄。
He said, deacons should be like this, be dignified.
或者说是一个堂堂正正的人，不要一口两舌。
Not double-tongued.
嘴巴讲一句话，心里想一件事。
You're saying something different from what you think.
我对这个人讲一句话，对另外一个人讲另外一句话。
Or you're saying something to this person, but totally different to another person.
不好喝酒。
Not addicted to much wine.
不是说不可以喝酒。
It didn't say you cannot drink at all.
你不要喝醉酒。
But do not get drunk.
你不要贪不义之财。
Not greedy from for dishonest gain.
你说这些是人的品格吗？是。
This is a character of man.
可是你知道，这不是用人去建造这样子一个外表的品格。
But this is not what we man to establish the character to display.
这是讲到一个人在主耶稣基督里面，在灵命上面成长的追求。
This is the spiritual growth in Jesus Christ.
怎么说呢？
How do you say this?
一个人要端庄，或说一个人要堂堂正正的。
A man must be dignified.
因为你今天这个人是被主耶稣基督买赎回来的一个生命。
Because a man is redeemed by Jesus Christ.
你的身份今天是创造宇宙万物的真神的儿女。
Your identity today is the creator of the children of the creator of our universe.
你今天在一个黑暗的世界里面，你是一个光明的代表。
You are the light of the darkness.
因此，我们在人的面前是端庄的，是堂堂正正的。
That's why we are dignified.
我们讲话要表里如一，实实在在。
When we talk, we're not double-tongued.
一个一口两舌的人是为了自己的利益，要想要去影响旁边的人，或者是迷惑旁边的人所做的事。
When someone is double-tongued and he's
someone who wants for his own selfish gain to manipulate the people around him. 可是一个人能够不一口两舌，是能够实实在在的讲话，是一个完完全全走在神的供应当中的道路上的人。
But this, and a person, this man is
It's someone who trusts in the Lord and walks straight in His path and has the full confidence that his life is under the control of God.
一个人不好喝酒，是讲到一个人不是沉迷于醉酒里面的那种纵欲，或者是逃避的生活。
When we talk about not addicted to much wine, and that you are not addicted to the wine and not being drunk.
Yeah, not being drunk, being lost in alcohol, or trying to find escape in this life. 那这样子的一个人是他知道他在生命当中他有一个目标，他有一个目的。
Such a person, he knows that he has a purpose in his life.
他不是一个迷失的人。
He is not a lost person.
不贪不义之财。
Not greedy for dishonest gain.
因为我所拥有的一切都是神所供应的。
Because everything I have that is provided by God.
主耶稣基督不是说吗？ 你要先求他的国和他的义，这一切都会加给你了。
Jesus Christ has already said, and seek His kingdom first, and then
His righteousness,
and everything will be added unto you.
天上的飞鸟也不种也不收。
The sparrows does not plant and does not harvest.
但是神照样养活他们。
But God still takes care of them.
可是你是神的儿女，你是这么珍贵的，难道神不会供应给你吗？
You are precious. You are the children of God. Of course, God will provide to you.
一个执事。 要能够有一个清洁的良心，然后坚守真道的奥秘。
A deacon must hold the mystery of faith with a clear conscience.
讲到的是一个人是把神的话当成当作在这个生命当中路上的光，脚前的灯。
This means the this man has to respect
God's word and know that God's word is the lamp upon his feet and the light onto his path. 这是一个能够坚守神的话，不偏离神的旨意的一个人。
This is somebody that will follow God's will and will not stray from the path.
然后呢，要做执事的话，之前要有一个试验的时段。
And also, they will also be tested first.
什么样叫做要先受试验，然后没有可责之处啊？
What is being tested first and prove themselves being blameless?
我们在教会做执事的弟兄姐妹们，
The deacons and deaconess,
在正式任职之前，
Before they are entitled.
我们就跟弟兄姐妹们说，现在我们有这两位弟兄姐妹，我们要邀请他们在教会里面做执事。We
will tell brothers and sisters, we're inviting the two brothers and sisters to be deacons and deaconess.
他们将会是在主的面前服侍你们的人。They
will be the one serving you in front of God.
他们在他们的信心上面、灵命上面将要成为你们的一个表率。
They will be your examples and our spiritual life.
所以呢，你们要有一段的时间去观察他们。
So we will give you some time to observe them.
你要在一段时间里面去看他们是不是的确符合神话语上面的资格啊。
We will give you time to see if they qualify what God has said.
你们有没有看见他们是有谦卑的心，然后呢是努力的服侍做人榜样呢？
Do they have a humble heart and are they doing their best to serve others and set a good example for other believers?
我们在年初的时候，我们就跟弟兄姐妹们谈了培刚跟 Jennifer 两位。
The beginning of the year, we have already mentioned Brother Pegang and Sister Jennifer.
现在几月了？九月了，十月了。September,
almost October.
很感谢神。We thank
God.
没有弟兄姐妹来给我们揭他们的一些什么纰漏。There's
no brothers and sisters come to us to review any shortcomings.
而我想，我们每一个人当想到这两位弟兄姐妹的时候，我们可以看见他们过去在 教会里面或者是在神的面前的成长。And
when we think about this brother and the sister that we all we can all see the growth in the past.
他们对做执事这件事情，他们有深刻的了解。
They have a deep understanding of being deacons and deaconess.
他们知道他们是有这样子一颗愿意的心。
They know they have a willing heart to serve.
这是对神的一个回应。
This is a response to God.
可是他们也知道做这个服事是给人看的。
But they all know this service is a display to others.
我们很怕被别人看。
We are all afraid that others to be watched by others.
因为给别人看就是等着被人家批评。
Because when we are watched by others and we will receive criticism.
可是呢，他们是臣服在主的面前。
But they are
克服自己的一种压力或恐惧感。
They overcome the stress and they overcome their stress
and fear they may have.
Fear.
而他们说，我是主的仆人。
And they said, we are the servants of God.
做执事就是让弟兄姐妹们看到什么样叫做做主的仆人。
Being deacons is is allowing others to see how to be servants of God.
所以，既然是做弟兄姐妹的榜样，我们就要让人看见三件事情。
So since we are the examples of other brothers and sisters, we need to do three things.
第一，基督是我的主。
The first is Christ is my Lord.
我作为一个服事的人，我首先服事的是主耶稣基督。
As a servant, I will serve the Lord first.
第二，我是非常重视的属灵的品格的增长。
Second, I am
devoted to.
I'm devoted to the spiritual growth.
The spiritual characters and the quality. 而我这个重视他品格的增长，不是用我的方式。我所注重的是让神改变我，让我属灵的品格慢慢慢慢的结出果子来。
And it's not by my own way, but it's how God has changed me and produced the fruits.
我要给人看见的榜样，不是我多努力的在教会做多少的事情。
It's not how hard I work and to how much I do at church.
我努力的是让弟兄姐妹们能够看见我在服事当中怎么样被主耶稣基督改变我。
I want to do my best to show other people how God has changed me while I serve God.
第三，做一个执事。
Number three.
做一个 diaconos。
As a deacon, as a diaconos.
就是要让人看见什么样叫做做仆人。
I will allow others to see how to be a slave.
什么样是服务？什么样叫做服务？什么样叫做服侍？什么样叫做伺候
？What is to serve? And
what is it to serve? What is it to tend to? What is it to care for? 弟兄姐妹，这是我们教会的执事。
This is the deacon of our church.
这是神家中的执事。
This is the deacon of God's family.
我们要不要尊重他们
？Do we need to respect them?
当然
，of course.
他们做了我们都不敢做的事情。
Because they have done something that we are afraid to do.
就是准备被人看。
Allow others to watch.
准备被人批评。
Allow others to criticize.
可是谦卑的让神能够改变他们。
But being humble so that God, so God will change you.
我们要不要爱他们
？Do we need to love them?
当然了
，of course.
他们是我们一起做主的仆人的一个模范。
Because we are a model or example of serving God.
我们要彼此鼓励。
We need to encourage each other to.
我们要支持他们。
Do we need to support them?
当然
，of course.
我们在教会里面都是一家人。
We are a family in God's church.
不分大小。尊卑
Whether we're young or older, or
whether we're young, we're older, whether they're in a serving capacity and sitting in an office or not, 我们都是彼此服侍，我们为了要荣耀我们的主。
We serve each other to glorify our God.
所以今天我们要案例两位执事。
That's why we were ordering our two
deacons
and
deaconess.
Why this is a
sacrifice?
Because we are following God's guidance and God's lead to set up and to establish His church. Because we have two brothers and sisters, one brother and one sister, they are willing to humble themselves to serve others. They are willing to respond to God's calling.
So
we're inviting Pagan and Jennifer to come to the stage and to the pulpit.